Gloucester boys basketball coach Adam Philpott is with us. Adam, welcome. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to join us today.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You guys were winners over Essex Tech last night, 75-45 in the 76-45 in the opening round of the Division III state tournament. And Adam, let's go right there. Give us your impressions on the Fisherman's performance last night.
Yeah, I was very pleased. I thought it was one of our better performances of the season, and obviously it's nice to be able to say that, you know, at this stage in the game. So we were hoping to avoid the preliminary round if possible, but the final ranking shook out and had us in there. But at the same time, you know, it was good to build on a win at home and have those seniors playing one last home game. And I think for our confidence, you know, just to be able to get in front of our fans again, I think it's going to go a long way for us.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think at the end of the day, not the worst thing in the world. You got the 20 seed. What was your take on that? How did you feel about that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I thought our strength of schedule was pretty solid. I thought we might be a few slots higher. We kind of spent a majority of the year kind of in between the, you know, 13 to 15 range, and towards the end there we had slipped. But I thought, you know, we played some high caliber D1 opponents in Beverly and North Andover. Marblehead has been strong in D2, so I thought that might kind of boost our ranking a little bit. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, no matter where you shake out on these rankings, it's all about just playing the game once you get in between the lines. So you can't try not to focus too much about the number next to your name or your opponents, and just see how things shake out on the court.
The only number that counts is that scoreboard at the end of the game, right, Adam?
Yeah, that's right.
So just tell me a note or two from the Gloucester perspective, some individual performances or notes out of that game last night.
For sure. Nate Montanino, who's kind of been the catalyst for us this season, had another big night, 24-11. His partner in the front court there, Charlie Amaro, his sophomore, had a double-double himself. But what I was really impressed with was just the way the ball moved. In terms of just spreading it around, I thought that was one of our better games of the season. All the guards contributed. You know, Ashton Davis stepped up. He had 12 points. I thought we got some great bench contributions, too. Braden Francis and Evan Anderson are two kids that, you know, really competed on the defensive end of the floor for us. You know, to hold them to 45 points was a great job for us. We try to pride ourselves on starting everything for us on that defensive end of the floor. And I thought we did a good job kind of making a statement with our defense and using that to generate points. So we got a lot of points in transition, which was what we were hoping to do, get out and run. And they did a good job just sticking to the game plan and really playing four full complete quarters, which is kind of been an Achilles heel for us, playing full games. But last night we did it, and, you know, everything kind of came to fruition for us.
So now it's on to number 13, New Mission. I am putting a number next to their name, although it doesn't matter, I guess. But tell me, what do you know about them? And that's, again, a road game on Friday.
Yeah, just taking a quick look at them. You know, we haven't done too much of a deep dive yet, but size-wise, they seem comparable to us. Looks like they want to play fast. They'll press you, quick athletic guards. Not too much height, but again, you know, you never know. Everything looks a little different on film until you get up and see each other in person. So we'll definitely have to be locked in. Going, you know, on the road is always a tough task, you know, making that drive into the city. So you just try to make sure that you're ready to go and kind of don't get lulled into that sleep from the travel. And I like how we're kind of trending in the right direction. I think it's going to be a really competitive game.
Finally, Adam, as you look around from the big picture, Gloucester, obviously a member of the Northeastern Conference, any observations either on the D3 tournament that Gloucester is in or any other notes, albeit not a lot of games played so far in boys basketball yet, but in the tournament in general involving other NEC teams?
Yeah, one team I really like is Marblehead. They're really well built. They're in the D2 bracket there. It's got a great combination of size, speed, athleticism, and they're well coached. Mike Giardi's a guy I have a lot of respect for in how he runs his program and gets those kids playing for him. So I think, you know, they're around the 10 seed area, but I think they're a team that can really make a run. Then the Division One, I'm going to be following that pretty closely. Just I think there's so much parity. You know, you have your high seeds like Lawrence is up there, but some of these teams in the kind of 8 to 12 range, you look at a Beverly that's played such a tough schedule and come out much better off for it. And then just taking a quick look, the Catholic Memorial is obviously the top seed, but I think, you know, you're going to see some upsets in terms of seeding. I don't know if you'd necessarily consider them upsets with the teams itself, but based on the number. So that's going to be a really fun tournament and probably the hardest one to just peg down who I would think would win it. But Beverly's going to be strong. I'm going to be pulling for Saugus, you know, our NEC counterpart in D3. They're got the unfortunate seating dilemma of having to travel to Seekonk on Friday, but we'll be rooting for them for sure. So I'm expecting some good showings.
No, I agree with you on all those fronts, Adam, because you know, I had talked to Mike Grenier on the D1 tournament, who's seen a lot of those games and a lot of those teams rather, and you know, I think if you, you know, Beverly is just out of that top 10, but the top 10, I think you can make a case that any one of those teams is, you know, could win it. And then in for D2, you're mentioning Marblehead. I totally agree with you with Marblehead. I mean, there's a team, if I were going up against Marblehead, that is a matchup I wouldn't like, you know, to be quite honest with you, because if they're firing on all cylinders, they're going to be very tough to beat.
Absolutely. And they're so well built. A lot of times at this level, you'll see, you know, a team has great size and kind of lacking in areas, or a team has really good guards and kind of lacking. I think they're just really well built. They have the size on the inside. They have bigger athletic guards and some wings that can really score the ball, some nice complementary pieces. I was very impressed, you know, every time I've watched them.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, Adam, I'll let you go, but thanks so much for this information. Best of luck on Friday at New Mission. But again, thanks so much for taking time, and congrats to you, the coaching staff, and the team on the win last night.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, one in the books for Gloucester High boys basketball coach. That's Adam Philpott, their head coach here on MSONewsSports.com.